All right, so we should be live. Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
This is the Running Title Podcast, Episode 7. And before we start it, we'll just go ahead and get some intros out of the way. So I am Icon Nation. You can find me on YouTube. If you're watching this on iTunes, then if you want to catch us live, it's 8 o'clock every Tuesday night on my channel. You can just go to youtube.com/IconNationGaming, and you'll find my stuff.
You'll find his stuff there. I am Sean from Gaming Under the Influence, youtube.com/gettingagui. I get drunk and play video games. You should join me one time. Cheers.
Hi, I am Eddie. It's nice to meet you all. You can follow me on Twitter at 5000, FiveThous. It's like 5000 without the and, because I don't like conjunctions or running sentences, so 5000.
Nice.
It's a very awkward intro for you.
It was more like creepy, like murder stalkerish.
I was going for that. We talked a lot about sociopaths earlier, and it just really hit home for me.
I am Eddie.
What are you wearing? Hey, so how's everybody's 4th of July?
It was all right. A lot of family stuff for me.
Did you blow shit up?
No. I saw fireworks a couple times, but mostly we were out of like a campground, so drinking beer, eating lots of food, swimming, tanning, you know, family stuff.
American shit right there.
America. Yep. Can't beat it.
Yeah, how about yours, Eddie?
Well, I decided last week that I was going to cut down on my food and beverage intake and get back into fighting shape. Not that I fight, but I just feel a lot cooler saying that than, I'm going to start working out again. So I did not really drink that much last week. We did go downtown, me and my girlfriend, and caught some fireworks there. And then we went to a Durham Bulls game on Friday night, and they had fireworks after the game. So minor league baseball fireworks show, downtown fireworks show, and tried to avoid the rain at all costs. So it's pretty good. How about you?
Nice. Not too bad. Well, I seen two fireworks shows, went to a block party, had my own fireworks show, and fell off a roof. So that was good. While lighting off fireworks, we'll do that. Wasn't paying attention and just kind of walked from one roof onto another and then tumbled onto the floor. Good times.
Should probably be a little more careful on a roof.
Yeah, it's 4th of July. Fuck it. I was sober too. That's the thing. That's the
Did you yell America when you fell?
I wish I would have, but I did not.
America!
Sadly, I didn't.
Shane's gone.
Is he already?
Unless he's just really stoically anticipating your response.
Oh shit!
Perfect.
He looks like. Check out. Hey. Welcome back. I think it only took about 2.5 minutes this time.
Dude,
yeah. You're gonna end up pro at resetting these podcasts.
Dude, it's literally been like 4 days since something's happened to my internet.
we're bad luck for you.
Yeah, as soon as this starts, this shit happens. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's all right though. Anyways, Grand Theft Auto 5 gameplay trailer came out tonight. Did you guys watch that?
I'm not a big Grand Theft Auto fan.
You know what? I was going to say the same exact thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's a little strange. Grand Theft Auto 4, I didn't play until like 2 years after it was out for some reason. Yeah. I was never into it. I watched some people play it, and I didn't play any of the previous ones. So I watched some people play it, and just the whole running around, just being an assassin, just being an idiot. I don't know. It just really wasn't for me, but I know for thousands of people, millions of people, that's it. So
yeah, I am one of those people, and this got me excited. All the shit that you can do in this, like, I don't know, like, I feel like I'd be more excited about it if you guys were excited about it with me, but now I'm just kind of like, well, they don't like it, so I mean,
I gotta say, it is pretty awesome how there's so many mini games built into that game. Like, yeah, in the trailer they showed somebody like playing golf. Like, it looked like an actual like golf game inside of Grand Theft Auto.
Playing golf. There was a Lance Armstrong simulator in there.
I wonder if they were playing for skins when they were playing golf. Can you wager money on the course?
That would be pretty neat.
Probably. They showed a lot of shit that you can do with your money. Like, you can like do stocks and shit.
Yeah.
Like, in the game and do real estate and stuff like that. It looks, I think it looks pretty cool. The ability to switch your characters in and out. I think is awesome too. And they're doing totally different shit. Like, it's always random, according to the trailer.
Huh. Yeah, I think it's probably one of the most in-depth games that I've ever seen. But I don't know. The thing for me is that it looked like during the trailer they're focusing on like a lot of the random shit you can do.
Yeah.
Because the trailer was like 5 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And the last, I don't know, maybe 40 seconds, I actually talked about the story mode and like how like deep and enriched it was. Yeah. And the first 4.5 minutes of the trailer was all, look at all this random shit you can do. You can customize your car. You can, you know, whatever. But it didn't really talk much about the story mode.
Which that's, I guess, yeah, that's the meat of the game. Normally, you know, you'll play through the story mode, but then you want to know all the shit you can do after. Like, what, I mean, it's an open sandbox game. Like, what is the crazy shit that you can do in the game? Because that's the majority of the people they spend their time doing. Half of them won't even finish the story mode. They'll just get to where they unlock shit and then just do that for the rest of the time. That's what I did with, like, Grand Theft Auto 3, I do believe, in San Andreas and stuff like that. I've never beat them, but I spent hundreds of hours just fucking around in the city, just, like, murdering people for no reason. There was no point to it.
I think that's why I've never really been into the games, because, like, everyone I know that's played them, they always just, you know, oh, let me get 6 stars of wantedness from the police, and it's just like I've always just affiliated that the game with just pure pointlessness. So I'm sure, like, if I actually went in and played in the story mode and just kept going with it, I'd probably be a little more hooked than what I am. But just seeing what I've seen, it's been like, whatever.
Yeah, because I beat Grand Theft Auto 4, but I mean, by this time I was addicted to achievements.
Yeah.
And so I went through solely just to get achievements. So
see, I think another big problem for me is that, like, the first 3 or 4 people I watched play the game before I actually had it, this was back in college when I was in the dorms and stuff, but the first 3 or 4 people that I watched play it, they, like, put in all these codes, had all this money, like, if they had, like, 4 stars of cops on them or whatever, they could just, like, input a code and, like, they'd all be gone. Like, yeah. I don't know. I that's just not my thing. Like, I think a couple of podcasts ago, maybe the last one, we were talking about Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
And, like, I love the story mode to Assassin's Creed. Like, I love, feel like I'm accomplishing something. I'm going through the story mode. And then after it's all over, I can go back and I can, you know, get all the feathers or read the hieroglyphs or, you know, stuff like that. But when it's, you know, if you're in the middle of the story mode and you just want to fuck around, like, you just put in some codes, like, get the cops off you and spend money wherever you want it.
I'm not a big fan of cheats in any games, most of because they disable achievements. Like, how do you guys feel about, like, cheats in any game? Like, have you ever used them? Can you remember the last time that you input up, up, down, down, you know, the fucking Konami code? Did you?
There's 2 games that I can specifically think of. One of them was The Last Guitar Hero, because I beat it, and then I got, like, a different hard drive or a different gamer tag or something. And I didn't want to go through and play this shit all over again, so I just put in the code to unlock everything so I could just play all the songs.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, and then another one that I always did, which wasn't really cheating, but back in, like, Nintendo 64 GoldenEye, you could put on, like, paintball mode and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Some bullets or paintballs. And
those were more fun, I think, than they were cheats. Like, they said cheats right on the little document thing, but they weren't.
Yeah, I've never actually, like, been playing a game and just put in a code and had a cheat, like, available to me.
I'm trying to think, what was the last game I used cheats for?
I did it for PlayStation 1 Jet Moto, which was the most difficult game in the world for me nowadays. And I went back and played it, like, a few months ago, actually. Don't do that. If you have, like, a high-definition TV, it fucks with your eyes and you get so mad at the game. I went back because I have it on my PlayStation 1 and hooked it up to my TV. And, nope, you're going to fucking get so angry at a game.
Put it on the Sanyo.
I wish I still had the Sanyo. All the way back to episode 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I still had my old consoles. I know I have the original Nintendo, and I think I might have my 64, but I don't have my PlayStation or PS2 or original Xbox, any of that stuff.
I don't have my PlayStation 2 anymore, but I do have my Super Nintendo, my regular Nintendo, PlayStation 1, Sega Genesis, Dreamcast. I have, like, 3 Game Boys, and then I don't, like, I'm up to my Xbox 360.
Dude, I like Dreamcast.
Me too.
I don't know what it was. I think I think it's because it was innovative. Like, it's the last thing that they did that was really innovative.
It was ahead,
like,
of its time.
Yeah, and I think, I actually think we might have talked about this before, but, like, the controllers, the way, like, anyway.
I'm wondering, though.
But the controller, the way that, like, you held down the trigger and it was more responsive or less responsive. Like, I remember playing a basketball game, and to shoot free throws, you had to line up. There was a left trigger and a right trigger, and you had to line them up in the middle of the basket to shoot.
Yeah.
Yep. So, all the pressure-sensitive stuff. And the VMU was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was. When I had Sonic Adventure, like, I made a chow, and I took it out, and fucking, it was in, like, seventh grade, and I remember him, like, being in study hall, like, trying to feed him and race him and shit like that to power him up.
Tisk.
I gotta say that I was never a big fan of Game Boys either. I don't think I ever owned a Game Boy.
Really?
I haven't had any handheld games like that, like a Nintendo 3DS or PlayStation Vita, nothing.
Well, how do you feel about, like, apps on your phone? Like, do you play any games like that? Eddie was talking about Words with Friends earlier today. Like, do you play anything like that?
I do a little bit here and there. Usually for me, it goes in spurts. Like, I'll play like Candy Crush. Like, I played it probably for, like, a week or two. Like, every time my lives regenerated, and I didn't feel like cheating. But, anyways. But, yeah, like, Candy Crush, I probably played for, like, 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
And then now I haven't played it in, like, 4 or 5 days or something.
Yeah. I get bored of mobile games pretty quickly, I think, is what it is. Like, somebody will be like, oh, download something. Somebody told me to download Draw Something, too. Holy shit.
And, sorry, Eddie, I muted you for now.
Yeah, good call. And I played Draw Something too for like maybe it was like 4 rounds. And the only thing I could think of doing after that, because to entertain myself, it was like draw Lady Gaga, and all I would do was draw dicks because I was trying to entertain myself. So and nobody would guess it; it would piss them off. But I was just so bored of it. I'm not a big fan of mobile games.
See, the thing that ruined me for. The thing that ruined Draw Something for me, I don't know why I had that little language messed up there. Anyways, the thing that ruined it for me was that, like, once it went to Draw Something 2, and they had, like, those leaderboards, and you saw some of the shit that people were actually drawing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, dude, my stick figures look like shit. Like, like if I can't be close to the best or the best at something, then I just don't want to do it. Like, I'm probably in the lowest 10% of this game, so... I'm not playing it anymore.
Well, imagine you going against me, you drawing with stick figures, and I'm just drawing dicks against you. It would probably be an entertaining game, I guess.
Yeah. Eddie, you're unmuted, by the way. What about mobile games for you?
No, I'm not a huge fan. I think, like, Words with Friends is the farthest I've ever got into it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I do a lot of, like, productivity stuff, social media stuff with my phone. I don't really do too much anything else, really, like gaming. I have some gaming apps where, like, I check who's online and, like the Call of Duty Elite stats or the apps so you can check your stats and stuff like that, but it's not really too much outside of that.
When I was challenge whoring for a while on Call of Duty, I would just have that app by me, and after every game I'd refresh it to see what I needed. Made it really quick to, or really easy to jump levels up, because you're like, oh, I only need 10 more kills with my silencer on my MTAR.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So.
I never thought about doing that.
I don't know. Pretty much as soon as every Call of Duty comes out, I take, like, all of my time and I put it into ranking up and trying to get, like, the highest prestige as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So, like, I never really check those things because I'm just always playing. Because for me, it was always easiest to rank up by just, like, using different guns and getting, like if you had the, we'll say the new one, say you had the AN-94, and the easiest way to rank it up would be not to go for, like, headshots more or less, but every single time. Time that you max an attack. Oh. Did we just lag there or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh boy.
We get nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what that was all about.
Collectively hold our breath.
But yeah, like for me, like the easiest way to rank up for me was that, like, if I got the AN-94, then I would just go through the attachments. Like if I put the reflex on it, as soon as I got like the 25 or 30 kills that it required, I'd put something else on it. So I'd like max out those guns, and as soon as it was done, I'd go to a different gun.
I just found out that I don't like prestiging in Call of Duty because then I lose everything and then I die a lot more. So I decided that whatever level I'm at now, I'm staying there forever until the next Call of Duty game comes out.
It's gotten better though. I think this Call of Duty was the easiest to do because each prestige you could take something with you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So like the the first thing I unlocked was Dead Silence. So like at first they'd be able to, I think Dead Silence was unlocked at level 54, 55. So it was like the last level.
Yeah.
So like once I was one of the first people to prestige. So one, I think I prestige like the second night or first night or something.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We played to like 8 in the morning. But yeah. once I got there and I was the only person to have Dead Silence, it was just so much easier because I could sound whore everybody.
Yeah.
Well,
but okay. Right. Sticking with the gaming, I just saw a few tweets earlier, and it's from MLG, and they're creating. It said they're creating ESPN style shows. So I'm not really sure where they're going with that yet, but I think they're going to have like they do a pro scrim series. So like pro teams will play other pro teams and like they'll broadcast it and whatnot. I think they're probably going to do like a top, like a sports center type deal somehow or another. They said 7 to 8 hours per week of like dedicated shows. And I don't know if that's like per show. It's like the pro streams that they're going to have 7 hours of like the pro scrim per week. So like 1 hour a day of that. But like, what do you think of that? Do you think it's a good idea, a bad idea? What do you want to see from it? Like, what would you want to see from like their shows?
I think that's a great idea, first of all, because just last weekend at RTX in Austin, Texas, 343 Studios was there and they had the Halo 4 Global Championship Series. And I watched that. Like, I loaded it up on Twitch and I sat here and watched it. Like, it's entertaining to me to see these really good players, not only because they're entertaining to watch, but you can also learn some of their techniques and stuff like that. And I think, you know, sports has it, so why not have it for, you know, gaming and stuff like that? Gaming is huge now compared to what it has been. And why not have, like, you said, what do you want? I don't know if replays would be possible because, you know, it's not instantaneous or anything like that.
So if they had, like almost like a Twitch account where you could go back and like watch the shows, like the previous broadcast. And
yeah,
stuff.
That would be cool. Yeah,
but you want it to.
I don't think they would do something like that. I don't think it's like, oh, you missed it live. You're not going to see it.
But do you want it to be all competitive, or would you want like just some messing around stuff, different games?
Competitive would be cool because I mean, if you want just messing around different games, then you can just go to Twitch already for that.
Or YouTube.
YouTube. Yeah, you can go to fucking, you know, my channel and watch me fuck around with some games. That's youtube.com/gettingagui, by the way.
I don't really get too much for it. I mean, as far as, like, pros and ams and stuff like that, I think that would be interesting. The thing that I would probably want to see is kind of like what Shout Out to My World series of Poker Main Event, because this is going to kind of tie in with that. Like, poker became big because of Moneymaker and the whole cam where you could see the cards that they were playing. So maybe mics in the booths or whatever that they do when the teams are playing each other, that give call outs and things like that. So,
when they do, I'm judging it. Well, you probably haven't seen like the MLG Anaheim or whatnot.
The last one I watched was the one that like I watched with like, I think you, Bonesaw, and it was like the MLG Championship or whatever, I think.
The World Championships by Activision.
Yeah.
In those, they do like they'll do like listen-ins for teams like, what they call it. They have a certain name for it, but they listen into like their voice and you can hear through the broadcast like everything they're saying, where they're at, the call-outs, where they should be going, where the anchor should be, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. And I think having an actual like list of shows would be good because
did we lose him again?
Like I
nope,
think sports
he's alive.
No. I don't know why that keeps happening. But in order for new sports to gain popularity, you need to have like personalities that everybody can like relate to, or I don't know, just something to where, for example, like soccer. Soccer's not very big because right now could you name 5 soccer players? And the fact is probably not because there aren't really
two.
Yeah, there aren't really like Landon Donovan, ooh. Like there's
David
no
Beckham. That's the only one I know.
Lionel Messi, that's the only one I know.
Lionel Richie, is that what you just said?
Lionel Richie. But you need those personalities in order for like people to relate to you. Like everybody relates to LeBron James just because he's such a personality and he's always in the news and media and commercials and stuff like that.
And you hate him.
I do hate him.
So for like you hate LeBron. If we're gonna relate this to video gaming, I cannot stand fucking Nate Shot. I think that kid's the most annoying person that's ever walked this earth.
I agree. And see, he's actually like the biggest personality. There's probably only a handful of them, but he's
a fucking loser. I'm like, why do people subscribe to your channel? You're like, hey, I'm on my fake Xbox Live account. I want to be an optic. Like, dude, you're a tool, man.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that he's not even like one of the best players. Like, he's a decent player. He's definitely an above average player, but he's not one of the best. And the thing that has him on optic is that he brings so much popularity, and he's like the main personality. Like, if you go to Twitch when he's streaming, he'll have like 10,000 viewers, and everybody else will be like under 1,000. So everybody wants to see him stream for some reason, but
I have no idea why. Well, I would love to know. If you guys are watching this, please comment why you watch Nate Shot's video.
You mentioned personalities and stuff like that too, but I mean, it's more, personality makes things entertaining. Like, you have to be one of those guys. You can't just sit there and be silent and play. I mean, although there are people that I've watched that didn't talk, but I find it that I'm switching to other people, like, especially on Twitch. Like, I'm going to people who, like, have interesting commentary. If a guy is just like doing like, all right, left flank C, right middle, like, I'm just like, all right. And when a guy's like, oh shit, right middle, and I'm just like, yes, this guy, I want to listen to this guy right now. Like, and then you watch that. Like, I don't know if Nate Shot does that or anything, but
he does a little bit. He definitely talks a lot, and stuff that's not really pertaining to the game. But in another way, I hate some of the commentators, like, on YouTube. One that sticks out to me right away is PewDiePie. I'm not sure if anybody watches him. Yeah. But you can tell that every one of his videos, he's just acting and just playing for the camera. Like, I don't want to see you just being an actor. I want to see, like, you as, like, a person. Like, that's what I love. That's what I like about all the optic guys, like Nate Shot, Skump, Merc, and Big Timer. Like, they're always being themselves. So, while I don't necessarily like some of the things that Nate Shot does, I like that, you know, they're always being themselves and doing vlogs, and you can just tell that they're not, you know, trying to be something that they aren't, I guess.
Right. That brings me, I watched Tobuscus, Toby Games. If you guys ever heard of him, he's a pretty funny guy, and it's weird to me because he's like censored. Like, he doesn't swear anything like that. And I never thought that if somebody doesn't swear, I'm not watching him. But Tobuscus like has like a kind of like, this is for everybody, like, channel. But then he has his vlogs too, where you find out that he's actually that guy.
So you, like, get a little insight into, like, his real life almost.
Yeah, right. And what he does is the same thing that reflects in the games, like you're saying. Like, he's not this fake, like, all right, well, I know a camera's in front of my face, I have to scream now type thing. And maybe that's what I need to start doing for my YouTube.
It's
playing the camera, really.
Yeah. It stinks because viewers like us, like, kind of see that, or at least I do. I see that, and it kind of turns me off. But there's a lot of people that sees that, and like, they find it as entertainment almost, and they want to get more of it.
Right.
So I mean, it's really a thin line as to what people are looking for, what you should be like, how fake you should be, whatever.
Yeah. So okay, real quick here. Let's see. I had somebody asked me a question to ask everybody here. It's a very strange question from T-Mac Dizzledog, and it was, if you were to build a mini horse fight ring, what what would the name of your horse be?
Wow. See, I'm really bad at this because I just can't think of things off the top of my head. Like, I have no idea what that would be.
I would call mine a horse, of course.
A horse, of course?
I like the rhyming there. The first thing that came off to me was the whole Trojan horse thing, but I don't know how I'd incorporate that into a name.
Just call him Trojan horse.
Or Trojan.
Yeah, or Trojan horse, yeah. Hoof-hearted, I think, would be mine.
That's awesome.
So thanks, T-Mac Dizzledog, for the question, I guess.
Did you get that through a tweet or something, or what?
Yeah.
Nice. Interesting. I would like to see his answer. If you're watching this, tweet Sean your answer so you know what the hell's going on in that mind of yours.
Yeah, a mini horse fight ring. That's something new. I've never heard of that. Have you ever seen a mini horse, like, up close?
No.
They're angry fucking creatures.
I've seen them on Robin Big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Robin Big. You seen that one? He fucking kicks and bites and shit.
Didn't they end up getting two before that show got canceled?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. That was like a one-season deal for me.
I think I watched that show. For two.
It was a good show.
No, when did Big leave? He left in like season four, right?
He left when the series ended.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
Because he got and then he came.
Yeah, and then he came back on Fantasy Factory. Right. For like season three of Fantasy Factory.
Gotcha.
Fantasy Factory was sweet.
Yeah.
I do like Fantasy Factory.
I love Rod Dyrdek's life, pretty much. I'm so jealous of that. I want to do everything that he does.
He's from Ohio. You can do it, man.
Right, yeah. Yeah, from Cincinnati?
Right outside of Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
That is pretty neat.
That's a big big city, though. We're from Geneva, which we just make it over the population to be a city. I think by like two people or something.
Yeah. The last Mexicans or Puerto Ricans born in Geneva put us over the top.
Well, yeah, shout out to you guys. Thanks.
Keep doing your thing. Jesus. And mowing my lawn.
Wow. All right.
Wow. Sorry to all my subscribers. That might be
losing subscribers.
He didn't actually mean that. He's just comedy hour.
Don't watch my YouTube channel.
Speaking of your YouTube channel, what's going on?
Yeah, it's been awesome, man.
Yeah, it's not working right now.
It's why? Not working. Let's
what
get
are
that
the,
up.
What are the issues?
Creativity in my brain.
You have a lot of creativity, man. We read your Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know how to translate that into videos, I guess.
What was that, Bieber?
Yeah, my voice has been cracking a lot this past week.
Justin Bieber's crawling out of his mouth.
So bad. It was embarrassing. I literally felt like less of a man yesterday.
All right, here's another interesting question. Would you rather be stuck alone on an elevator for 4 days straight with absolutely nothing? Or have you ever heard of that show Naked Castaway? That's on Discovery Channel.
I think yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, where he's alone for like 60 days on a tropical island, but he's naked. He starts off with that. Like, what would you rather? And you don't get any boat call-ins or anything like that, Shane, on the island. you're just there 60 days naked, and you have to fend for yourself, or just 4 days straight with absolutely nothing on an elevator.
I would take the elevator.
See, really? I think that's what. That was my initial reaction, but then I thought about it. I'm like, I'm stuck in a fucking elevator.
Yeah,
like,
with nothing, no food, no water, nothing to do for 4 days. You might die.
I can't stretch out.
I mean the chances of us being able to eat or drink anything on a deserted island anyways, I mean, I don't think
it's an island, you can find water.
I mean, I don't think we necessarily have the skills to create our own fire. I think we've been over this in a previous podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be water, but you got to boil that shit. There might be squirrels, but you got to catch them somehow. I would be running around like an idiot trying to catch a squirrel.
You'd eventually catch like a lizard or something. Hey, I caught one in Florida, man. It was just walking by my foot and I grabbed it up. I didn't eat it, but if I was on an island, I would have.
Could I just have an Xbox in the elevator?
No, you can't have shit. That's not how this works.
Here's a key question. Is the elevator music playing or not playing?
Oh, it's playing. Ooh. It's there the whole fucking time.
That makes it a little more stressful.
And it's the same Kenny G song for four fucking days.
It's not even smooth jazz. Oh, man.
All right. I'd rather die on the island, I guess.
I think I'm taking the island.
All right. Kenny G ruins all.
Is there anybody... Well, you said it's the show, so after 60 days, there would be somebody coming to get you.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So you'd be there. I don't know where I sit on this. I'm going back and forth in my head. It's like
four days with
nothing is like, yeah, that fucking sucks. Just on will alone, I think you could live for 4 days. But come day 60, like I'd probably be driving myself crazy and admitting myself into a padded wall room.
Yeah.
I'm too social
with
I
Wilson
think, to go. Fuck that movie. I think I'm too social to go 60 days without talking to anybody.
That's why you need Wilson.
I think I would man, I'm going to switch my answer again. I think I'm going to go back to the 4 days
in the
military.
Well, see, I don't think there's any thing like, maybe there's like a tribe or something that you could find.
Now you're throwing in more stuff.
I said maybe. I don't know. I don't know what's
no,
on the
there's
show.
There's not. We're operating the assumption that you're on the island by yourself naked.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
With no
all right.
GPS phones, dick. All right.
Well, then, never mind. Yeah, I'm still taking the island. I don't care.
I don't know. It really is a toss-up for me because think of after 2 days how nasty that elevator would be. I mean, you got to shit and piss somewhere. So.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I didn't even take that into account because you do have to piss.
You're going to, yeah.
I have to piss
but
right
if you're
now,
dehydrated,
I'm not even
you don't
in
have
an
water. You're dehydrated. Well, you don't have anything to piss out.
You're going
to
so. Bear grills that shit. You're not dehydrated when you get in the elevator. You're going to piss into like your own hand and start drinking it.
Do I get a snake skin? I hate that man.
He's
if you
so
ever watch
rough.
This, I hate you.
He heard that. He's coming to survive your house right now.
There's a helicopter just taking me to that stranded island.
There you go. Now you have to survive 30 days on an island with Bear Grylls.
Without his help.
Your mortal enemy.
Yeah, well, he's drinking out of a coconut laughing at you as you're running around trying to catch a squirrel.
You want some of this?
Man, he's this just, coconut water's tasty.
He's up in a tree with just like squirrels hanging from a line. He has this buffet of animals, and you're just chasing a salamander.
Just, you know, saying stupid shit like, man, that squirrel's driving you nuts.
Fuck that guy. Oh,
that'd be pretty amazing, I'm not going to lie.
We just got a tweet from Bear Grylls saying he's going to kill our families. So, shout out for watching.
Has anybody played the new Zombies map, Buried?
Yeah. I never play Zombies, so I gave it a chance.
Dude, the new map is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I accidentally shot the giant guy and made him cry, and he went back to his cage and wouldn't help me out the rest of the time.
Have you seen some? His name's Leroy, actually. Have you seen some of the stuff that he does?
I seen him like destroy some of the shit to let us through.
Okay.
And I was shooting a zombie, and like I said, I shot him, and he got mad, and he started crying, and he went back to the cage.
So there's a couple little Easter eggs you can do with Leroy. And first of all, one of the things is you have to destroy fountains. So I've only played this once, but I played it with a couple people that have played it numerous times, probably 9 or 10 times. And there's a couple things that he does. One of them, you have to destroy these fountains. And one thing that he does, you give him alcohol and he runs into a fountain and destroys it. So that's one little sidetrack thing that he does. And then also, if you have a crawler, like at the end of the round, so I'm not sure how many of you play zombies, but usually at the end of like the higher rounds, you want to create a crawler, so a zombie that crawls, so that he's the only person that's there and you can run around and restock your stuff, get ammo, try the mystery box, all this stuff. But if you give Leroy, which is a big monster guy, if you give him candy, so there's a candy shop in the new one, and there's candy like on the ground somewhere, you just got to find it in the candy shop. If you give the candy to Leroy, he picks up the little zombie crawler guy, and it like he picks him up and he puts him on his shoulders, and like, they walk around together. He's like his little buddy. It's really awesome.
Nice.
I suggest you try it if you haven't
played
it.
I'm gonna have to try
it.
And do that. See, I don't go online and play zombies with people because I do the split screen thing because I think it's kind of fun. But you don't get far. You don't get much done because if one of you are down, that's especially in the later rounds, and that's it. It's really hard for somebody to come get you, so I want to start playing with other people, because at first I didn't like the zombies games because I didn't find it appealing to me, I guess. But now I played Buried. Of all the map packs, I played that one first. I haven't even played Transit or anything yet.
Yeah.
But I played this and I was like, this is actually kind of cool. Like, maybe I should start playing this. So
yeah, on the zombies map, like Transit that you talked about that came with the game, they tried to like do something different. And like Transit, you're in a spot, a bus comes, you get on the bus, it takes you to another spot, you get back on the bus, it takes you somewhere else. That's why it's called Transit, because you're always taking the bus to places.
Yeah.
So they tried something different and it didn't really work. I played it maybe 2 times and I just didn't like it. And that was like the general consensus, is that people didn't like the whole bus thing and all of that. So with Buried, they really went back to like how they used to be, and you're in like this country western town, and Like there's perks and a couple other cool things is that there's a bank. So with a bank, and it's kind of hard to get to. If you don't know the route, then it's kind of hard to get into the spot where you actually need to get into. But something you can do is say, like last night, we were on level 33 or 34. Holy and I had like $30,000 or points, whatever you want to call it. I had like 30,000 points. Mm-hmm. What you can do is you can go to the bank and deposit that in thousands. So I deposited, like last night, I deposited like 60,000 points. So next time I play the game, I can go back to the bank and take out like 10,000.
So it continues over.
Yeah, so instead of starting the game with that 1,000 point or 500 points and having to like struggle for the first so many rounds, yeah, you can go back and you can get those points. And there's also, in the bank, there's a little locker, and you can put a gun in it.
Oh, shit.
So at 34, I knew we were going to die anyway, so I went there and I put one of my upgraded guns in it. You can't put like the wonder weapons, like you can't put the ray gun or like the paralyzer. You can't put those in there. But I had an upgraded, I think it was a hammer, an upgraded hammer, and I went there and I put it in. And so now next time, if I want it, I can go there, take out 20,000 points, get the hammer, and I'll be looking really good. So that's kind of cool.
But what happens if you take out 20,000 points and you die in round three for some strange reason?
Then you screwed up.
Then you lose those points?
Yeah, I think...
you're
banned
from zombies.
Yeah, I think if I was in round three and everybody was dying and it was looking bleak, I would just run back to the bank and deposit my stuff.
And just let them all die first.
Yeah. That's what happened last night. Me and Woody were left. Woody's gamertag. I was playing with him and Joe. But me and Woody were left, and everybody was dead. So me and Woody were running around, and I just went to the bank and put all my stuff in and just died and let him fend for himself. So that's why I have all that stuff in the bank.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome, though. And one other innovation from the new maps, which I noticed, is that by the saloon, there's this board. And it's just got like a list of like five things, like the AN-94 gavel knuckles, which are like brass knuckles, or I'm not really sure what's on that board, but around the map there are question marks. So you can go to that board and get one of those guns and put it by the question mark that you want to put it by.
Yeah, I actually did that. I had no idea how. It just said grab chalk. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And I found a question mark and then put one of those things on there, which is pretty cool. Because then if you're in a spot, you can kind of keep it there to defend yourself, which is nice.
Yeah, what we were doing is we were in like the alley where Juggernaut is. I'm not sure if you know where that's at, but it's like this little alley. There's only one way in and one way out. But we put the AN-94 there, and then we each had an AN-94, and we got all of us had like an upgraded one. So in the higher rounds, we were all just spraying ammo down this alley, and as soon as like we had a break or we needed ammo, we'd throw like a monkey bomb. So all the zombies would go to the monkey bomb. And then we'd run to that gun, buy the upgraded ammo and go back. And then we'd set all over again.
So sounds we awesome.
The only thing that sucks is that it took like 3 hours to get through the last 15 rounds or so. It takes forever.
Holy shit. Yeah. My experience with, I develop a stuttering problem when I talk on here, but, I play with somebody and then this is usually what happens. Hey, you have more points. Open that door.
Open
the door. No, seriously, open the door. You do it. Like, oh my god. And then no conversation at all. Where'd you get that gun? I don't know, somewhere upstairs. I'm down, help me. And then game over. That's usually what happens. That's the most conversation.
that was the good thing about like yesterday, like I said, was the first time I played. But everybody else had played probably 5 or 6 or 10 times. Like they played a lot. They knew the map like the back of their hands.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, so every time I had a question, I would just ask them. I was kind of like that annoying little kid. And then, like, once I started to learn it and understand, then it was easy. But, like, I didn't have to be, like, the strategist for the map because they did everything pretty much.
That's always nice.
So speaking of strategies.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to segue here.
Let's do it.
Kind of tied into routes that you're not familiar with. It's very, very vague how I'm going to tie this in. But yesterday was the 66th anniversary of the Roswell UFO sightings and landings and alleged alien encounters and whatnot. So your guys' take on Area 51.
Like, are you asking if it's real? Or
what do you guys think?
Yeah, sure. I mean, why not? I mean, this is. I don't want to get into a giant government thing here, but I mean, they do keep, you know, secrets and shit that they don't want to release to the public, not just because of conspiracy theories or shit like that, just because it would cause a frenzy. Yeah, Area 51 probably, and do some crazy experiments and shit there. Why not?
Yeah, I would say that there's probably an area of, you know, there's probably an area like that. I don't know if it's
not
for
51.
UFOs and aliens and all that shit. But, I mean, there's definitely got to be a place where they, you know, do tests and keep information. And, you know, there's stuff like that, which, whatever, I don't really care. Do what you got to do. I don't want to be involved in it anyways. But I would, yeah, I mean, I'd say there's a place like that. I don't know if it's specifically for, like, the alien encounters and all that shit.
Well, there is. There's that temple. Didn't you see Alien vs. Predator? Wasn't that based off a true story?
Yeah, totally. You wouldn't want to go to that, Shane? Like, if there was an area, like 51 or whatever, you wouldn't want to be involved? You wouldn't want to go check that shit out?
Would I be by myself, or would I be, like, part of the government?
No, yeah, it would just be you, like, right now. And they're just like, hey, man, do you want to come check out Area 51?
I don't think so.
It's like the chocolate factory. You find a golden ticket, and you get an invite, you and five other people. Get to tour Area 51.
Yeah, I don't think that's my thing. I don't know.
I would definitely do it.
I would totally do it. Awesome.
It's kind of... See, it's kind of... The thing for me is that, like, it's like the whole ghost thing. Like, I don't know if they exist or they don't exist, but I like, trick myself into thinking they exist just because I don't want one to show me that they do exist. So, I just say, like, yeah, I think they exist, but I don't want to actually find out for sure. So
you think that's gonna fend them off? No, I believe you guys are real. Hold on, you don't gotta show yourself anytime soon.
Exactly.
Have you guys ever had, like, any encounters of ghosts, or what you thought was a ghost?
I thought I did once. I don't believe in ghosts. I mean, I want to, like, Shane, like, I don't trick myself into thinking that I want one to appear in front of me. I'm the opposite. Like, I want it to happen because I think that would be awesome. In a way, they're scary as shit, but it would be awesome. But one time, back when I was, I don't know, 14 years old, I walked out of my room and thought I seen my grandpa sitting on a recliner, like, reading a newspaper. And I didn't think anything of it. It was, like, you know, in the morning, I was like, shit, I'm tired or whatever. The next day, like, I told my mom about it, and instantly she started crying. I'm like, what's wrong? She goes, your brother seen the same thing 2 weeks ago. Huh. I'm like, what?
Shit like that just, like, creeps me out.
It's fucking freaky. But, I mean, you know, in my head, I'm like, well, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, I was tired of shit. I woke up. But then when she's like, yeah, he's seen it 2 weeks ago, I'm like, okay. Well, now I'm scared.
I don't know. The thing with me is that, like, if you run up to any stranger on the street, probably a good 75-80%, maybe even 90% of them have a story that's like that.
I have a couple.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. There's so many, like, occurrences where it's hard to say that it doesn't exist, I guess.
My brother has seen my mom's mom a couple times, he said. And then one of my ex-girlfriends was over one night. I went upstairs to get something to drink, and down by Shane's been in my house before, with between the pool table and the foosball table there. Like, right when you walk downstairs, if you hang right, you could see that all right there. And she saw my grandma down there, too, in this, like, she described it like a pink cutoff shirt or something like that. There's actually a picture on the wall of her on there, on the photo wall that we have down there. And, I mean, I don't know if she made that up or not, but my basement's creepy as fuck, and I always felt like someone was watching me. So I could definitely get behind that. And then I had another one, actually, when I was, like, 7 or 8. It was when we first moved to Geneva, in my house. Like, I woke up one night in the middle of the night, and, like, we had bunk beds at this point. I was on the top bunk, and probably about 3 o'clock in the morning, there's just, like, this lady standing in my room, and it creeped me the fuck out. I just, like, rolled over and, like, pulled the blankets over my head and, like, tried not to make a sound. But, like, I looked, cause I saw, like, I woke up and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I look over like this, and she just did this.
Fuck that.
And I just went like, oh, fuck.
And my thing is, it's, you know, you said you were 7 or 8 and I was, you know, 12, 13 years old. Like, is that just in your head? Like, is that, because I haven't seen anything since then. And I've went on those random, hey, this bridge is haunted. You're supposed to go here, turn your lights off, honk 3 times. I've done that shit plenty of times since then. define something and nothing? Is it just because it like shit could be in your head? Like maybe I heard that subconsciously, like my brother telling my mom that before, and then suddenly you see it.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know, especially going back almost 20 years now in my life. I don't like to even say remotely what the scenario was. Like for you, you had more of a reference point as far as more recent than me, but still even 10 years ago, like you said, all you know is you were probably tired in the morning and you're just like, oh yeah, I didn't think anything of it. But like for me, I just, all I remember is waking up and freaking out. Like I couldn't remember. We didn't really watch like scary movies when I was that young. Like my parents kind of sheltered us a little bit from some of the more hardcore stuff. So I don't know what really brought that up. So it's interesting to think about.
Yeah, that is creepy.
Yeah, see, I don't know what I would do if I had a story like that or like somebody was just standing in my room. I'd just shit my pants. So I love all you ghosts. If you're real, don't show me that you are. I don't want to see it. Go somewhere else.
So, like, do you guys watch that show, Ghost Hunters? I've never actually watched it.
Yeah, I watched a few episodes of it. It all seems pretty
staged.
Yeah, of course. Like, you'd hear, like, something, like, fall, and they're like, what's that? It's three rooms down. It's like, well, obviously, there's some guy over there just dropping a pot or a pan, and what is that? By the time you get over there, he's clearly gone. But, yeah, I mean, those are all for entertainment, stuff like that. Like, whenever I see any, like, ghost show or anything on TV, it's like, you know what's set up. They want to fucking freak people out or shit like that. But then you hear something like, you know, what Eddie or I talked about, and then you're just kind of like, all right, that's creepier than, like, somebody hearing a sound on camera, like, four houses away. Yeah. So,
see, the show that I liked is, I don't know if you remember it, but it was on MTV, and it wasn't on it for long, but it was called Fear. And they would take people and they put them in like just a trailer outside of like an old haunted asylum or whatever, just some kind of creepy ass place. And they would give them like tasks throughout the night, and they'd have to go in, like they give them a map and like something they'd have to do. And like the one thing that I remember is like two people went into this asylum and they went into the morgue, and like one chick had to lay down in like one of the drawers that come out, and they had to push her in.
Yeah.
Like, and there's no way I would do that shit. But I like that because it's not like, it's not like real life. It's just like seeing like their reaction, I guess. Like it's there is a ghost. It's just like seeing their reaction.
Yeah, you're putting it into somebody's head that this place is haunted, that you're going to see a ghost and you're going to freak out. I think that would be fun to do. Like around here, we have the Mansfield Prison or wherever where they film Shawshank Redemption, actually, parts of it. and supposedly like the rest of it's haunted. And I think that would be cool to like go to and like do the stay overnight thing because you know that you're only freaking out because it's in your head.
Yeah.
If somebody said, hey, let's just stay in this place overnight, you'd probably be fine. But somebody's like, hey, let's stay in this haunted place overnight. Then you're like, oh shit, I need to wear the pens.
Yeah, there's a, my school, actually the main building, like the main college hall or whatever, the entire fourth floor is haunted, like known to be haunted. And it's usually like office buildings, like the ed department and like the business department and English department. Like they're all in like this main building. And it's a really big, a really old building, but the top floor, there's only four floors, and the top floor they don't even use. Like, it's caged off. There's nothing up there or anything. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, they've had experts go in there and do shit, and, like, they let you go through walks and stuff like that, but...
That's cool, though.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not for me.
The old tavern. I don't know if you guys remember that or not, but that was supposed to be haunted because it had, like, underground, like, railroads and stuff, and probably 90% of the people there that worked there had experiences of something that went on, lights being turned on and off in the basement when no one else was down there, and they're pull string lights, like not lights that you could shut off with a switch, like actual lights you had to pull to get shut off, and they would go off. Or like upstairs there was like a ballroom and like another little banquet room, and like people would be like cleaning off dishes and there would be tablecloths that would be like taken down, or like there was allegedly a cat that would run around up in the banquet room and like rub against your leg, but there would be nothing there. I never had any experiences there, so I don't know. I don't know if that was power of suggestion or what that was either. But
definitely, that's what I think a lot of it is power of suggestion and shit like that. It's just the same thing as magic. Like, it's all in most of it's all in your mind. So, smoke and mirrors, man.
What about
I hope a ghost visits Shane tonight.
I know. Doing magic tricks.
I will not do this podcast anymore. That is my threat. The thing that gets me is when people like do that Ouija board shit and like all of those things. Like,
have you ever tried one of those? I tried one.
I would never try any of that stuff.
It was mostly just me seeing what kind of foul letters I could spell out. Like, it's like, yeah. Ghost, are you listening? And it's just like, F. You. Where's it going with this? Oh, shit.
And let's have fun. Yay.
Yeah, nothing like that. Like those Paranormal Activities movies. The first one was, I honestly thought it was the dumbest shit I've ever watched. But everybody in the theater was like, screaming. I'm like,
I don't know if I've ever told you guys this story or not.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't think I've told you, Sean. I might have told Shane. But I had this growler from Rogue Dead Guy Ale.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have drank that before.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to Rogue. If you want to sponsor us, you can just email me or tweet me. but I really like your beer. Anyways, it glew in the dark. It was like a Halloween one, and it was like their Halloween version of Dead Guy Ale. And it glew in the dark. So the one night I rented Paranormal 3 and watched it in my room, like on my computer, and I'm laying there, and I turn it off, and I go to – like I'm going to lay down. And I forget I have this growler in here, and it's in the top corner on the top of my bookcase. I freaked the fuck out. I was like, what the fuck is that? And it was like there for like 10 minutes, and then it went away, and I'm like, this is – what is this? So like I got up and I like flicked my light on. It was like 2:30 in the morning, so A, I'm tired, and I'm obviously paranoid from being tired. And like I look up there, and I'm like –
I would have took that thing and I just would have tossed it in the middle of the yard.
Just go set it outside your door so you don't have to see it again.
I think the only time I've been freaked out by something like that was, I think the first Ring came out when we were like 15 or something like that,
yeah.
16 maybe. I wouldn't walk in front of my TV was the only thing. And like I said, I don't really believe in this, but like, and I wasn't really frightened by the movie at all, but I noticed when I turned the TV off and the lights were off, I was kind of hesitant, like, every time. Like, I was like, shit, some little girl's going to crawl through there and fucking kill me. Like, I think that's the only time.
I'm the same way. Like, that whole, like, standing in front of mirrors, like, with the lights off in the bathroom thing, saying people's names, like...
Yeah, that's an experiment. Let's all do that tonight.
No way. Beetlejuice.
Let's all do it on the podcast.
Beetlejuice.
No way. I'll never do anything like that.
I could get a good selfie while I'm doing it. Every day, selfie Sunday.
That's the moment you take that when the flash hits. That's when you see like the ghost behind you with its fucking knife.
Yeah. You're like, oh.
That'd be weird.
This gun kind of goes into that, I guess, in a way. But did anybody see that guy? There's a guy around here in Cleveland that was like a hardcore Browns fan, like, season ticket holder, Browns everything, and he just recently passed away.
Oh.
But one of his final wishes in his obituary, which was just a joke, but it was in there, so, I mean, it was funny. But one of his final wishes was that he wanted to have Browns players as pallbearers. And the reason for that is because he said in his obituary that he wanted Browns players to let him down just one more time. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And then I was listening to sports talk radio, and obviously, I mean, like, the ESPNs of the world, the major news outlets, the sports media outlets, were taking it as, like, another bash on Cleveland, like, looking down on us. But actually, the guy actually didn't have any pallbearers. Like, he didn't have anybody do that. So it was obviously just a joke for, like, his obituary. But on Sports Talk Radio, they were saying, like, the team actually put – his favorite player was Luke Groza, so – they took his name and put it on a Lou Groza jersey. Like they framed it, gave it to the family or whatever.
I thought I heard that they put a jersey on the coffin.
Yeah, and that's actually where I was going.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I don't know.
Wait, spoil it.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know if they actually buried it with him or what, but they were saying, like, would you want to be buried with something like that, or would you want it to, like, your family to have it as, like, a memory, like, you know, seeing it on the wall, framed, all that stuff.
First of all, it's Cleveland, so if you're buried with that, you're cursed, probably in heaven. So, no, I don't want to be buried with any Cleveland member, like anything. Like, I have Cleveland jerseys and shit like that. Don't take that with me. Unless Cleveland wins some kind of championship before I die, don't put that shit in my grape.
Hey, with Andrew Bynum, they might.
Hey, remember a few podcasts ago when I told you guys that and you laughed at me? Fuck it.
Walk away. No, as far as that goes, I think I would rather I think I'd want to take it with me. I got to believe if I'm not going to get into religion and where I stand on it, but I got to believe that God, with all the suffering he lets go on in the world, is probably a masochist, so he's probably a Browns fan.
Trying to get on his good side.
Story checks out, if you ask me. Like, you enjoy seeing pain and suffering. Well, you don't enjoy it, but you do it to test people and test their faith and whatnot. Like, you've got to be a Browns fan, bro. So, JC, I feel your struggle, man. Not only do you get crucified, but you're a Browns fan on top of it. That's got to be an awful life.
So, would you want to be buried in your sports memorabilia, in a tuxedo, in your pajamas?
What? Oh, I'm going out in my dress to the nines. I want cufflinks. I want everything. Like, but like, you could like put it on my arms. Just like tuck it in there with me.
Who sleeps in a tuxedo, though?
Dude, everybody.
It's not really the true you. We're not talking about your tuxedo shirts, Sean.
How I Met Your Mother. He's got that sweet velvety tux. Quick question, because this just happened to me. You ever walk into a room and something, like, I just walked into my bathroom and I was like, that smells like maple syrup. But there's been no maple syrup, like, ever, like, even in my house. Like, has that ever happened to you where something, like, just smelled? But then, like, when I leave, I, like, kind of, like, walk out and walk back in, and it didn't smell like that anymore. Did that ever happen to you?
Not necessarily that, but, like, there's been times where I'll just be, like, walking, and I don't even think I'm hungry, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I really want a soft pretzel with some nacho cheese right now. Like, just all of a sudden, like, you're not drinking, just had a glass of water, I'm not hungry, and then all of a sudden it's like, some Chick-fil-A sounds great right now.
I think that's called being pregnant.
My parents don't know yet.
something that usually happens to me, and it's probably, like, if I had to put a number, like, maybe once a year, once every other year or something, is, like, I'll smell something, and it'll remind me of, like, when I was 10 years old or, like, 12 years old or something. Like, it just takes me back, like, 10 years or, like,
semen.
Something crazy.
Well, semen does that to me all the time. It makes me think
about
the first
time.
it makes me think, yeah, about the first time when I was just like, what is this shit that's coming out of me? I think, yeah, every time, which is almost, like, four times a day at this point.
I was watching your Zombies Ate My Neighbors gameplay the other day. Yeah. And all I could think about was two separate video games, but I could just remember, like, me and my brother used to share a room when we were younger. I could remember my Super Nintendo being set up in between our beds with our old, like, 19-inch RCA TV just sitting on, like, our nightstand or whatever.
That he still used up until last year.
Yeah, exactly. That same TV. Shout out to that TV. but, like, just sitting there with the controllers, just pounding away, getting extra lives in Donkey Kong. And then the other thing I remember is when I had my 64, me and my brother would go with my dad to stack firewood because he used to sell firewood in the winter. And we would take the money and we would save it. Well, in particular, this one year we saved it for the new Madden 2001, the old black cartridge, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I could remember sitting there doing fantasy drafts and, like, only drafting rookies. And then in, like, year three, Todd Heap was, like, a 99, and he was
Todd
a monster.
Heap. I forgot about that guy.
And, like, you just run tight end, like, drags and, like, out routes, and he couldn't be stopped. He'd have, like, 2,500 receiving yards a year and, like, 40 touchdowns and just, like, stupid video game numbers. But, like, I guess where I'm going with this is a Zombie Ate My Neighbors. Maybe we, like, reminisce about going back in time, the simpler days.
So, you know, as I was playing that game, I remember being way better at it than I was in the fucking video. I had no clue what I was doing, but I had no clue what I was doing back then either.
Yeah.
But, like, this time, like, I was like, what button does what? And I'm like, I'm a grown-ass man playing this fucking game now. I'm like, oh, I should fucking at least make, like, a, you know, 40-minute or, like, a three-part video out of this. And I make it to, the, like, the third fucking level and die. And I got so mad that I didn't even want to record it anymore because I had to do it all over again. Is that weird? Do games, hard games, like, I remember beating Mario when I was young. But playing fucking the regular Mario now, it is the most frustrating thing in the world. Like, why is that?
I think it's because we're so tense. Like, I think, like, you know, we're playing all these modern games, like, you know, like the Call of Duties and, you know, stuff like that. And then we go back, we're like, oh, this 8-bit Mario should be simple.
Yeah. So you're you're thinking it should be really easy. Because you
got all these controllers with new buttons and all that shit, and you're like,
yeah,
so
you figure
ridiculous.
Out two buttons shouldn't be hard.
Yeah, your mind is just so used to adding in all these extra things that when you have something so simplistic, you're like you just said, Sean, overanalyzing it. You're outthinking yourself, and then you're like, you're getting frustrated, so you're not going to play well because you're frustrated.
Yeah,
and
you get cocky.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm a fucking gamer now, Lisa. Let me go beat Mario in an hour.
I have died on world one or level 1-1 of Mario more times now than I think I've ever had when I was younger. Yeah. And it's the easiest fucking level.
Yeah, I think part of the thing for me is that, like, when you're playing with a 360 controller, you know what, like, every button does. Like, it's just second nature.
Right.
When you go back to just playing, I know Eddie was talking about just, like, you know, the simplistic controller and whatnot. You're like, for Mario, do I hold down B to run? Do I hold down A to run? Like,
yeah,
there's times, like, when I do go back and play, like, even some of the old 360 games, like, I have to think. And then once I start thinking, like, I second guess myself. And then, like, you know, you're not playing that repetitive over and over and over again. So you don't know the controls. You don't know, like, it's just not as easy as it was back then.
Well, even now, if I'm playing, like, Halo or Call of Duty on things, I'll sometimes get my RB and LB mixed up. I'm like, flashbang. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I just threw a fucking Semtex instead. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And then I die. Like, immediately. Yeah. With the old controllers, I feel more comfortable with them because there's two buttons and a D-pad, pretty much, really, is what you're only playing with. And, but it's just so fucking hard. It's not like I'm second-guessing myself. I think it's what Eddie said. You start playing frustrated. And it's just like, all right, I died once. That's fine. All right, I can get over that. Oh, I just did it again. And then you start getting mad. And then,
and then you try to rush through it faster and quicker because you just want to beat it.
Yeah, you want to get it done.
Yeah, I think one thing to kind of tie in my little banner here about the World Series of Poker, like, I've mentioned this a couple times before. When online poker started getting big, I started playing a lot more, so I kind of neglected video games for a while. And when I did that, like, I kind of learned to keep my emotions in check because it would cost me money if I didn't. So, like, now when I go back, or even when I play now, I'm just, like, so laid back and carefree. Where, like, if I was still, like, uber competitive into video games and never really, like, played poker at all, I think I would be, like, a fucking stress fiend playing. So I really think, like, poker helped me kind of control my emotions when it came to that.
You learn to, like, you know, hold your bluff and shit like that instead of, like...
Well, it's, like, bad beats and stuff take attacks on you, and it's just, like... I was playing right before it got banned. I was playing like 16 to 20 tournaments at a time. Like, I would just have them pop up on my screen, and I was like, hey, I'm not even like paying attention to what just happened. I would go back and be like, oh shit, I just won 4,500 tournament chips. Nice. I don't know how I did that. But yeah, I mean, I think things like that kind of, I don't know if it's just getting older too, but although there's still times I get pissed, but I think it's a lot harder to piss me off now.
Well, the older, it's hard to piss me off, like, in person, but if you're a video game, you can do it really well. Like, the older I get, the angrier I get, I think.
Although, was raging really hard in Call of Duty today.
See, I haven't, this is the thing that I used to do. I used to throw my controllers when I was, like, 18 years old. Like, I would fucking whip them across the room. And then when I learned that 360 controllers can actually take a lot of shit. Like, you can beat those up, and they're fine. I don't do that anymore. I don't throw things. I don't hit things. But I get, I'll quit. I'm just like, you know what? I'm done. And I won't play that game for, like, a week because I'm so mad at the game. Like, I hold a grudge at the game. I'm like, fuck you. You ruined my day. I'm not touching you for a while.
I'm kind of glad you actually just brought that point up, Sean, because I saw something the other day on one of these forums I post on, and this kid was talking about how he broke, like, 3 Xbox controllers. Like, the new, like, the 360s. I'm like, how do you break those things?
Yeah.
Kids got serious rage.
Yeah, problems. Like, that's literally, like, taking it, winding up, and bunny hopping it into a wall to break one of those things.
Yeah,
those things are ridiculous.
It's pretty rough, because I've thrown a few in my time, and haven't, they've all been functional.
Yeah, see, like, I don't even, like, drop my controller, like, half an inch, because it was, like, $150.
Oh,
it's a scuff controller, so I don't waste.
Yeah. You don't want to break.
I don't take
I have
any
my
chances.
Scuff too, and like at the end of the night when I'm done playing with it, instead, because like I have the wired one, so it's my TV's on one side of my room, and my where I rest against my bed is on the other side. So I have that cord going over it. And when my girlfriend sleeps over, she'll usually trip over it. So like, I always go. And like I go and I set it down and I forget the controllers at the end because I always usually just grab it by the mic. And I go and I set it down and my controller always hits my fan that's in my room.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, great. There it goes. And I always – like I do this seriously probably 3 or 4 times a week. And you would think by now I would recognize that I'm probably going to break my controller one day. But I keep dropping it and dropping it. And
yeah, I like – sometimes when I game, I let my dog lay in here. It's like I love my black lab to death. But like if she even like looks at the cords of my controller, I like boot her in the face. Like, get away. Don't even think about it. Like you can't replace this shit. Like
his inner Mike Vick comes out and then just fucking But yeah, I think I'm the only one here that doesn't have a Scuff controller. So Scuff, hey, if you want to hook me up and let me review one of your controllers, I'm a bad Call of Duty player and I would like to be better. So,
Scuff, I know you're really good at sponsorships. You sponsor a lot of people.
Yeah. Gaming under the influence. I don't throw controllers. Okay? So I won't throw yours. Unless you want me to, then I will.
At the very least, I have a keychain. That's actually the first lanyard I ever put on my keys. It makes it so much easier to find my keys because those big green bold letters, you're like, oh, there they are. I can see it from across the room.
Mine, I'm so egotistical that it has my own name on it.
Nice.
So I'm just like, yep, those are Sean's keys. See those? Hey, Sean's.
Narcissist.
I've actually did a Scuff review probably 2 months ago, and it's got a ton of views. Like, it's one of those videos, like, it started off and it had, like, 50 or 60 or so, and then I was just like, okay, it's going to be a normal video. And I was going back, like, through my videos, and it's got, like, a couple thousand or something. It's crazy.
So you would say it started from the bottom. Now it's here.
Yep.
No, that's actually interesting, though. I mean, I find myself doing that. Like, when I go on Amazon or something, I'm usually looking at, like, reviews and stuff online. So you probably – people go and watch, like, 15 random Scuff videos to see what people think about it. And then, like, 13 of the people like this. I'm going to go buy it.
Yeah, I noticed if you put review in your – and your stuff that people are drawn more to it because they want to figure like shit out. Like opinions are a good thing. I'll look up reviews of shit before I buy it. Like especially a game because they're $60. I want to know if it's worth it. Unless it's something I know I'm going to buy like Grand Theft Auto 5, regardless I'm buying that. But I looked up reviews of Assassin's Creed 3 before I bought it, believe it or not. And I knew it was going to be good, but I was just like, I don't know. Like $60.
I think when it comes to any type of electronics, computers, cell phones, games, controllers, anything, I'll spend like an hour watching reviews, like doing my research, like doing my homework and stuff.
Do you think there's a market for dildo reviews?
I have no idea how to answer that question.
You would be the person I would ask, Sean.
could you imagine getting paid to do that?
Dude, I can almost guarantee you there is.
Really?
I would bet there is. Let's go to Amazon real quick. I hope my girlfriend.
That's on your search
this.
History. Dildo review.
Are you doing a screen share of this?
Yeah, I'll do one.
On the main screen?
How do I make this?
Left-hand side.
All right. Screen share. All right. Here we go. I have to click it, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Where's
You're
it at?
Failing miserably.
Where'd it go?
Uh-oh.
Full screen.
Now you lost it. There it goes. Hey, there's my face.
All right. So.
Wow. Okay.
Glass content.
Let's go with this.
Looking on this here.
Customers who bought this also bought anal beads. All right.
Oh, right.
All
there
right.
Are
there's
reviews.
There's
three reviews.
Three reviews. I can't say enough about this Vibe. Best toy I've bought in a long time. Must have. Multiple speeds and ease of use make using this toy a pleasure to use.
Who writes something like that?
Fucking Dr. Seuss over here. There's a one star.
This wouldn't be a bad little Vibe, but it came in a plastic that any resold product can be sealed in when purchasing a used CD or something not in a typical package, like purchased from the store.
Somebody just got
pretty
diarrhea.
And unable to use. It's not the worst $14.99 I've ever spent, but in this case, it's a total loss.
Wow.
I'd like to know what the worst $14.99 she spent was.
Yeah. That's That's interesting. So people do review dildos. Awesome.
There you
I
go.
Might have to make a video on that. That could be on your channel, Eddie.
Yeah, maybe.
You could maybe do one. You could do an instructionary video on how to find reviews.
That, how to.
I'm starting a blog.
A vlog at 5,000 on YouTube.
Good shit. Yeah, you guys got anything else?
Yeah, so I sent a feeler out to you guys because I kind of wanted to hear what you guys had to think about this.
I was saving my ideas.
This was kind of tying into vibrators because it's machinery, but going to the Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
Not the dildo, the Terminator, if there is one. Like the actual movie.
That would be the best name. The Terminator 3000.
Yeah, yeah. I think it says I'll be black. If I had to guess. So I texted you guys this earlier in the week because I kind of wanted you guys to think about this. And if the Terminator was alive today, what cell phone would he use? Would he use an iPhone or would he use a droid?
I want to go first on this.
All right. Yeah.
Here's the thing. So there's two different ways you could go with this. First of all, my first thought would be that he would definitely use a droid because he could create anything for it. It doesn't have to be passed through Apple. So if he wanted some type of app where you could spray fire or, you know, whatever else he might want to spray, then he could do that. But exactly. But for the Terminator, it always has to be reliable. So then I started thinking iPhone. And everything comes out first on an iPhone. So I don't know. It's a tricky question.
It is. And I'm, you know, I'm sticking because of what you said that if he wanted to do whatever he wanted, because it's open source and shit like that, Android, I think, would be the best platform for the Terminator to have because he can do anything. iPhones, yeah, they get everything first and they're the easiest to use, but they're the hardest to customize.
But what if he's in Utah and he needs to use this app and he needs cellular service and he doesn't have it?
Then he has an iPhone.
So he carries both. That's his answer question.
I mean, he is the Terminator. He could carry both.
You know what? We are really bad about ruining these prompts.
Yeah.
You pretty much just said both. So.
No, I honestly think.
No, I'm saying like if he doesn't have service, more than likely he has an iPhone because they have shitty service.
Or he has T-Mobile, and then it just feels bad.
That too. The Terminator would definitely be a droid dude.
I can't say I was in Utah about 2 months ago. Actually, about almost 3 months ago now. No, 2 months ago. All right, so I was in Utah. I did have service with my droid, so...
See?
You probably weren't in the mountains.
But no,
I was in Salt Lake City. My office was literally right by a mountain.
Well, Terminator's not going to be fighting in Salt Lake City.
But if he's holding the iPhone the wrong way, he doesn't get service. You remember that? The iPhone 4s when they came out, and you hold it on the sides, and you just fucked up everything?
First of all, I had an iPhone 4 the first day it came out, and that never happened to me.
It happened to me all the time, especially because when I'm on the toilet... Like,
I think you're a hater.
You sit here. No, I love iPhones. I really do. They're great phones, but they have so many fucking problems at the start of them that I'm going to go with a droid. Ever since I went to Samsung, once you go Samsung, you never go. There's nothing that rhymes with
back
Samsung. Back Sun. Yeah, there you go. You go Samsung, you never go back Sun. I like that.
Once you go Samsung, you shop at PacSun. No.
Look at you. You're just a poet.
I know, man. Crazy. Stay tuned for my poetry YouTube channel.
I think you should start off next episode with a rap.
Yes.
That would a 15-second rap.
Let's do it. Four bars.
That'll be our intro.
You got four bars. I could come up with one right now. I usually always have some random stuff, but I won't. I'm going to stick to the topic here.
That's definitely what we're known for.
You heard it here first. Eddie's opening next show with a rap.
Yep.
Yeah, you definitely want to be involved in that.
But so here's a I would go with an Android, and I think Sean kind of touched on it for a second. It's just the way Google plays nice with everyone. It just makes it a lot easier to just customize and load out and everything. I mean, as we've seen in prior ones, all the Terminators had their flaws. So I think it kind of even ties into the Android a little bit. Because, I mean, like the second Terminator, when he splits in half, symbolism. Droids crash every now and again and restart themselves. So, I mean, if it's not an Android phone, I really don't know what we're talking about here.
Nice.
But that's where I would leave that one at.
That would be so weird if, like, what would you do, like, if you just got a knock on your door and you see fucking, might not be Arnold, but when he's like, come with me if you want to live. Like, it's like, what the, get the fuck out of here. In this day and age,
would you just close the door and take my chances?
Think he's a fucking freak and just be like, nah, I'm good.
I would tweet, like, some poser Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator just came at my door.
Jehovah's Witnesses are now changing their fucking their methods.
What if it was actually
pamphlets anymore? They just have that red eye.
What if it was actually Arnold though? Then would you go?
Well, yeah, it's Arnold, man. If you shut your door on him, he's just gonna kick it in.
What if there? Well, what if behind him was a white van with zero windows? Then would you go?
So it's Arnold with a rape van? I still feel like I don't have a choice here. If Arnold wants me to go with him, I guess I'm going.
Are we talking about Arnold today, or are we talking about like Mr. Galaxy Arnold back in the day? Because if it's Mr. Galaxy, I'm doing whatever he asks me to do. No questions asked. Literally whatever he wants. Otherwise, he's going to pop my head off with his ginormous bicep.
I still think Doughboy Arnold can pop heads off right now, though. He probably still has that strength. He just doesn't look it.
He could probably eat him.
He could probably just talk with you now that he's all political.
Talk with him? You can't fucking understand him. You can't.
Exactly. You're just mesmerized by his accent.
You just want to come outside
with my Ray-Ban now. What? My Ray-Ban
now. Yeah, totally. Totally. Let's do it. He's like, what are you waiting for? Let's go.
I've got everything in there. I'm on the comfy couch.
All right, new rule: we have to rap in Arnold voices.
Oh shit! Oh, that reminds. Have you ever seen? I used to watch CKY and stuff like that. Brandon DiCamillo rapped in an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice once, and it was pretty good. I'll put that in your comments in the thing.
I just saw that really one. Good. I don't watch too many. But yeah, I don't know.
I watched a lot of that shit. I used to be like into skating and shit like that, and wanted to be like, I want to be like Ben Margera and shit.
Did you used to skate in front of the high school?
No, I didn't do that because I wasn't good, so I was embarrassed. Yeah. So I would just skate on my road only, and if cars like came, I'd pick up my skateboard and toss it so they wouldn't know what I was doing.
Or just pick it up and just look like you're walking. Like,
but I would grab like the basketball next to me and just like hold it. Like, yeah, I was just playing.
You're just standing playing in basketball. The street, nothing going on, just walking back and forth. Like, is he having a nervous breakdown?
Yeah, because more than likely they seen me throw the skateboard.
I had a skateboard. Dark
I did
stars.
As well. I had a City Stars.
I had, what was that, Airwalk or whatever? I had the shoes and all that. Zero, that's what it was called. Zero, and I wrecked my ball sack plenty of times on a skateboard, and I think that's why I stopped it, because I want to have kids in my future.
I don't know. I never had necessarily the balls to do a lot of the crazy stuff.
I see what you did there.
Like, yeah. I remember watching videos, like, way back in the day, like, watching YouTube videos of, like, Rodney Mullen, like, skateboarding.
Yeah.
Like, the best street skateboarder of all time.
That dude, and now people are crazy, insane.
I was like, there's no way I'm ever going to be that good. So.
And you watch people now that do that, and it's just, like, nothing to them. You ever, like, the X Games is craziest shit.
I love Street League skateboarding.
Yeah.
Every single time it's on, I watch it. I think it's awesome.
It's nice.
Does Rob Dyrdek still sponsor that one league?
Yeah. That's what I was talking about, Street League skateboarding.
I wasn't sure what it was called. Got it.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I wish I could do it. I can still ollie. Actually, 4th of July weekend, I ollied again for the first time in maybe like a few years. Some kid, I don't know why he brought, I said kid. He was 21, don't worry. But he brought his skateboard to where we were at. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, let me get on this. He's like, don't kill yourself. And I was like, I'm probably going to kill myself.
Yeah.
And I actually did it. And I was like, all right, that's it. I'm done. I retire. I can still do that. I'm good.
Yeah,
very,
it's hard
beer.
To pass up that opportunity when it comes along. Like, whenever I see a skateboard and it's someone I know, I'm like, hey, man, can I, like, ollie on that real quick? And then I'm like, still got it.
I here in another month or so, I'm moving out of Columbus, and I actually just recently bought a longboard.
Oh, nice.
And my girlfriend bought one too. So there are times when if we're bored, we'll just go and just longboard for like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's
nice. Actually, Sean, I saw you on the longboard like a month or two ago.
Yeah, that was weird.
Man, it's like you guys live in the same town or something.
Almost.
Yeah, we're so right speaking by... of this, actually...
We were right by the beach, you know, loving our time.
Do you want to expand on this? I believe it was a tweet I saw about Austin, Texas? Or was that Facebook I saw that, Sean?
Yeah, that was
Are you
tweet.
Moving?
Yeah, I am planning to move. I think I mentioned this before, but I really want to go. I'm looking into apartments and work down in Austin, Texas.
Are you moving now with anyone, or are you just going yourself?
So far, it's just me, so I'm really scared. But I do want to do that. Yeah, I looked into for a while. They got all, you know, I'm really nerdy and into the gaming and all the conventions and shit and stuff like that out there. If I can find decent work and an apartment, I definitely want to go to Austin, Texas.
Is there a reason behind it? Is it just the gaming?
Everything I just said?
Just the whole gaming thing?
And no state tax?
That's also another. But it's a... You know, I've been reading up on it, and it's a nice place, apparently, to live. I mean, it's fucking hot as shit, and I sweat like Shaq at a free throw line anyways. But, so, I just want to go there, you know. I want to be involved in a lot of things instead of, you know, here in Geneva, we have, like, one a year thing, the Grape Jamboree, which is where, like, all the 12-year-olds come and hang out and shit like that. I want to be involved in, like, stuff like our age, like, all the time, and get involved in community stuff, and that seems like the perfect place to go. So if any of you out there Raleigh. in YouTube podcast land want a sweet roommate that likes beer and likes Austin, Texas, hit me up.
Actually, one of my dream destinations is San Francisco.
Because you're gay?
Every single time I see it, it just looks it so like awesome. Hip and clean. And
yeah, I whenever know. I watch Full House, that's all I think No, I'm serious. San Francisco would be nice, too. That'd be awesome.
When I worked at art.com, I sold a lot of, like, artwork of, like, San Francisco in itself, like, skylines at night, and, I mean, the bridge is just beautiful, Golden Gate Bridge. Like,
yeah, I would love to see that, actually.
Like, can you imagine just, like, having an apartment and just, like, looking out every morning over the river, and you're looking at the Golden Gate Bridge?
Non-stop.
Like, to me,
orgasms.
That would be awesome. Yeah, literally, I would probably just jerk it to the Golden Gate Bridge.
You don't need porn anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, or like bridge!
Or like just, yeah, like you were saying, just imagine waking up, I don't know, on a Saturday on a weekend, and like, even if you're not in San Francisco, like by Venice Beach or something, and instead of like waking up here, grabbing my SCUF controller and playing Black Ops 2, like waking up and going to the boardwalk in Venice Beach, like, what the hell are we doing?
I don't have a beach by me, but like every weekend or every other weekend in Raleigh, there's something going on. Like I went to an art show a couple weeks ago. And then they closed down like three streets in downtown and had like street vendors up, live music. And it was free to go to. I mean, obviously, if you want art or whatever, you got to pay for it. But like all the different like subject matters of art, like one dude was making stuff out of steel and wood. Another guy brought like this giant like truck and he made his own like homemade sodas. And he had like barrels of sodas. Like you would buy a cup
That's
from
pretty
him.
Sweet.
And it was like $13 for the like it's a stainless steel like heavy duty mug. But it was like free refills the whole day you're there, and you're going to be there for like 6 hours anyways.
Nice.
So instead of going to a bar and buying two pops for you and your girlfriend at $4 a pop,
just buy one
$4
of those cups.
A soda. Yeah. And then you still got a memory about it. But I mean, it was cool. Down here is awesome. I wish there was a beach a little bit closer just because even Lake Erie, like it sucked. It was a gross beach.
Yeah.
But like, growing up by the water, it's definitely weird not being like, 10 minutes away from it at any given time. So
I want to come out your way sometime and check that out because the Carolinas are always awesome.
There's a couch, man.
Yeah, there is. I sleep on couches all the time.
Dude, if you move to Austin, I'm definitely coming down for like a extended weekend.
Yeah, come down for like a year, lifelong. Help me out with bills. I mean, whatever you want to do.
No, I think that would be an awesome like extended weekend in January or February. It'll be a little hotter than here.
Yeah.
Which will still be like 60 here, but I'll go there. It'll be like 75 and perfect.
and a big thing is a lot of the conventions out there, like, I really wanted to go to RTX this year because I, you know, I love Rooster Teeth and all that. Like, I watch them like crazy, shit like that. And they always do like shit like out there. And like, it's like, damn it. Why do I live so far away from everything? And it's not that far away from, you know, fucking, you know, California, Vegas, shit like that. Whereas if Ohio, if I wanted to go there, you have to fly. And I love driving places, but I'm not going to fucking drive all the way.
Dude, I don't know. Driving to California from Texas is a lot longer than
I drove to Florida twice, and that's 17 hours there, 17 hours back. Fuck that. Like, I'm tired of doing that shit.
I mean, it'd probably be pretty similar from Texas to Cali, but...
Yeah, but it's not like four fucking days this time.
Yeah.
Eddie, I just got a tweet that I have to inform you about. All
right.
I was told to tell you to stop whining and somebody asks you to go to the beach almost every week and you say no.
Because it's 2 hours away. That's not
true. Drink on your way there, man. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I understand that, but...
It makes it go faster.
That person is an idiot. Because I grew up 10 minutes from the beach. So 10 minutes is a hell of a lot closer than 2 hours.
That is a big difference. Sometimes I don't even want to go, you know, Shane and I live like 50... maybe 45 minutes away from Cleveland.
I'm going to get crucified, by the way, for saying that. But, so it was nice knowing you guys.
Hope but your hands rested.
Do you notice that, though? Like, I don't want to, like, go somewhere, like, 55 minutes out of my way sometimes now.
Yeah, like, I mean, for me, I would have no problem doing it, like, if I made a weekend out of it. It's like, Saturday, you leave on Saturday, you come back on, like, Sunday afternoon. That's fine. But, like, when you want to leave at Saturday at noon and then come back that night at like 10.
Yeah.
It's like, no, leave it for 4 hours. That's stupid.
Yeah.
So
I understand that.
But like, my problem is, like, after the end of my week, I'm usually fucking exhausted from this job. So like, I don't even want to drive on Saturday. I just want to lay in my bed all day. So yeah, I do complain a lot on Saturdays usually about doing stuff.
Yeah, I like to have those I'm not doing shit days. Because after a long week, that's really, like, all you want to do. Like, I'll do something on, like, a Friday night, maybe, like, a Saturday night. But on Sundays, people are like, why aren't you doing anything? I'm like, dude, seriously, I just want to, like, do absolutely nothing.
Oh, man.
Like, fire up my Xbox and fucking just chill out for
It's almost like, it's almost a day to, like, mentally prepare for the next week that's coming up.
Right, yeah, especially because Mondays are my hectic, like, most hectic days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I don't want to do shit Sunday because I don't want to wear myself out.
On Sunday in my apartment, it's affectionately known as Sunday Bum Day.
Yeah, there you go.
I've tweeted that several times. I think the most strenuous thing I do is usually like cook something for the week or put a load of laundry in.
I imagine
the extent of it.
I imagine Sunday Bum Day would be a lot different in New York than it is in your place.
Yeah.
Because I would think, like Sundays when all the homeless guys come out in New York.
Yeah.
Because nobody has shit to do, so they're...
They're trying to get, like, empty beer cans
that
people,
that's
like,
their
snot.
Rich days. Yeah.
I will say, though, that, like, on Sundays, I much rather prefer, you know, like, waking up, going to church, grabbing lunch, and just going and playing, like, 18 holes and just sitting around and not doing anything except for gaming. For me, it's just, that's just more relaxing. But I'm good at golf, so if I was bad, I imagine it would probably be pretty
never
shitty.
Played golf.
It's hard.
Never did. I would probably rage quit golf.
Fuck shit. I know some people, my brother, that broke some of my golf clubs from rage quitting golf.
Oh, you know what? All right, I'm going to jump into this real quick. I'm going to tell you a Guitar Hero story. a few years ago, one of my buddies were going back and forth competing for the high score on – it was some dumb song. I don't know. What, like the Through the Fire and Flames or whatever. One of the hardest
songs.
Yeah, me too. But we were just going back and forth, like taking turns between beer pong and then going back and beating each other's score. And then I had the top score for like a good hour. And then I go back in and watch him finish it up. And then it's like the new high score appears. He's like, do you see that? I'm like, yeah. And he takes the guitar and just snaps it over his knee and goes, now I have it forever. Fuck!
Wow. I would have strangled him with that cord.
Are you kidding me?
I would have took the broken guitar and shoved it in his neck.
I mean, admittingly, it was his guitar, but what a way to make sure that he's had that forever.
Even if it was his guitar, I would have stabbed him in the neck.
I would have plugged in a normal controller and practiced until I beat his score.
Just like, that is the most dick but solid way to make sure you have that score. Do you see this? Bam! Just snap that shit. Yeah. Pretty angering.
Oh, well, shit.
Anything else?
Yeah, that's I'm it. I mean, I'm not it, but...
You're it. Tag.
I'm it. Tag.
I had one more thing, just minor topic that I've been looking online recently, and Sean, this might actually kind of tie into what you were talking about, like moving down here. If you move to Texas, like, it's interesting to see the differences in, like, Craigslist stuff.
Yeah.
Like I go on their free stuff a lot. Like, I've got some things. I actually got a kitchen table a couple weeks ago. That was in pretty good shape, and it was actually in my apartment complex, which was the funniest thing, because we just, like, walked around, picked it up, slid it down a hill, and it was in my apartment. But, so, like, I'd be curious to see. Like, I went on Ashabula's today.
I did, too!
Looking at just, like, some of the stuff they had on there, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, there's, but, like, creepy stuff.
With, like, Raleigh stuff, like, I got a free Christmas tree, like, fake tree. And, like, the lights were burnt out, so we just took the lights off.
And put your own on.
And put our own on, and it was, like, perfectly fine. It was, like, an $80 tree. But, like, yeah. It's interesting to see, like, some of the stuff you could get on there. So I'd be interested to see, maybe we could do that and take a couple snapshots for next week and what you could find in Austin.
Yeah, and we can even take a couple things that you can find around here and put them up just to show people how weird it is. Like, people are like, all the heroin needles are out, so you're good.
Like, use tattoo kits. No sanitation ever used on these.
It was only in meth house for 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it would be cool. Like, we can do comparisons like that to find.
Guys, tweet me your stuff. Take some pictures. Tweet me your stuff, and we'll have a little segment next week on Craigslist free stuff. Make sure you include your state if you don't want to include your city as well.
Yeah, you can either find the creepiest shit or the best.
The best.
The best, the funniest, whatever. Just tweet me it or comment on the video with it, with a picture link or something like that. Photo bucket it, whatever you fancy kids use these days on the interweb.
Tumblr. Real quick, one of my favorite stories about Craigslist is that you see, like, those 15 or 16-year-old kids that have, like, an iPhone, and they trade it so many times that they get, like, a Porsche for a car. Have you ever seen stories like that?
I've never seen that, but I believe it.
Like, the penny and just keep trading up for like shit like that, yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, this 15-year-old kid that started with some small electronics, and he ended up trading it all the way up till he got a Porsche for his first car.
We should do an experiment like that.
Should.
And just, like, serious, and, like, take something and keep trading it until it gets to something big.
Well, I'm big on...
He's big on lagging.
Yeah, he is.
I'm, like, had an iPhone for, like, I think it's done now. But anyways, I'm big on, like, I had an iPhone, and, like, I traded it because I just wanted something else, and I traded back. But, like, there were times when I had, like, an iPhone for sale, and, like, people are like, would you take... like a pickup truck or something for it, or would you take, like, a TV and a laptop? Like, you could easily turn an iPhone into something that's worth $2,000 or something.
Nice. I still have my iPhone 4, so...
You should do it, man.
Yeah. If anybody got, I mean, I'm never going to use it again because, you know, Samsung Galaxy S4.
Did you see there's an S4 mini?
Yeah, what the fuck? All right, enough with that. Pretty stupid. Enough with that shit. I'm tired of mini everything. What's with the mini I'm not even getting into it. Mini iPad, stupid.
I love the mini iPad.
I think that looks amazing. Dumb. I like it too.
So, a guy we know, Shane, Mark, has the iPad mini. And it's, like, amazing.
It's iPad, but smaller. How is that?
Yeah, it's, like, 7 inches instead of, like, 9.
What the fuck? Those 2 inches make all the difference. Ask your girlfriends.
I agree. I think it looks amazing. I wanted one the very first day I saw him.
I hated going from a 17-inch laptop to a 15-inch.
Yeah, but I think that's different. Like, when you're traveling and stuff, I think
either way you're not going to carry seven inch iPad mini in your pocket. So why not go with the 9?
I don't know. I prefer smaller.
See, I hate in terms of, like, laptops. I will never buy a 17-inch laptop ever.
I love it.
I hate it. It's bulky. It weighs, like, 15 pounds. I feel like I'm carrying around my
15-inch, and I thought it was perfect.
I do this shit when I get intoxicated that I go, hey, did you guys see this video on YouTube? And I show people. and it's easier on a bigger screen. I mean, normally I hook it up to my TV or whatever, but if I'm somewhere else, it was easier with a 17-inch for people to gather around and watch it.
You're like, here, check out this video. I'll get this side, and you get that side, and we'll move it. I want a laptop because it's tiny.
You want to know what it's really easier to see on? This thing.
Nice.
I agree. I have
22-inch screens, way better.
I have slowly moved from loving laptops to I'm like obsessed with my desktop.
Yeah.
I do like
custom built desktop I got off of eBay, and I just
Did you trade it for an iPhone?
I did not. I actually bought this.
You should, Sean, trade your iPhone for a home built computer.
I should, and then just keep going up from there.
Yeah.
See if I can wake up in a new Bugatti.
Hey, started from the bottom, and I'm still here. But I got it.
But I got a new Bugatti. All right, fellas. What do you say we wrap this?
We're definitely getting off.
This was long. This was
it was.
Long,
worth it.
That's what she said.
That extra 2 inches, man. This episode should be called That Extra 2 Inches. Because even that extra 20 minutes.
I like that.
The Running Title Podcast, Episode 7. That Extra 2 Inches.
Yep.
That'll definitely get denied by iTunes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I don't want to get us flagged again. Love you, iTunes.
All right. So, thanks for tuning in to another one of our videos. Again, 3 ways that you can find us. I won't announce the 3rd one yet because it's not necessarily in the works yet. But every Tuesday, 8 o'clock right here on my channel, Icon Nation, youtube.com/IconNationGaming. And also on iTunes, just search the Running Title Podcast. You'll find us. There's 2 separate accounts. There's an older one and a newer one. Subscribe to the newer one because that's where we're going to be posting all of our new stuff. So definitely make sure you check that out. And then I'll let you guys say bye, and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, you pretty much covered it. Go to iTunes, give us a little rating, pat us on the back. We'll pat you on the dick, whatever you want. And we love your faces.
All right, so there's Eddie, 5000. Go follow him on Twitter at 5000.
FIVETHOUS. No, and 5000.
I think you need a rap for that, too.
Yeah, easier to say. That might be my rap name. You don't know that. Before, huh? Maybe I used to sling mixtapes in college. You don't know that.
Jesus.
All right,
there's Sean, Gaming Under the Influence. You can find him at youtube.com/gettingagui. And I'm IconNation, youtube.com/IconNationGaming. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you hopefully next week live, 8 o'clock. If not, check us out on YouTube or iTunes.
I'm giving the peace sign for our iTunes listeners.
All right. Later, guys.